As an example, I want to tell you two Japanese stories about the No Sword School. One is the test of the blades. There were in medieval Japan two very great sword makers, and we'll call one of them Mr. Masamune and the other Mr. Takeda. And Mr. Masamune was thought to be the very best, the great master. Mr. Takeda was thought to be very good indeed, but probably second. So they took a blade of a sword from each master to a mountain stream. And they put Mr. Takeda's sword in the stream first, just suspended it down into the stream with the edge of the blade facing upstream. And then they set a piece of paper afloat on the water, and it approached Mr. Takeda's blade, and as it touched the blade divided the piece of paper, and it joined together on the other side and floated along as if it had never been cut. Well, everybody said that was pretty good. And how could you improve on that? Well, they didn't know. But they put Mr. Masamune's blade in, with the edge facing upstream in the same way, and set a similar piece of paper afloat. And just as the paper was about to approach the sword, it went to one side, avoided it, and went on downstream. And they knew that was a really magical blade. But it's still a case of the deterrent weapon, you see, the toughest guy on the block.